like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Kevin Carr.
And this is It's Movie Time.
Boom.
And it's been Oscar time, but I'm not sure anybody has yet asked you for a complete assessment.
There was no real major categories because I think the acting Oscars were all sewn up weeks ago.
I know there were.
No surprises there.
And wouldn't you know, I had to go on TV and predict that 1917 was going to win.
That's what I said, too. I thought that Bong Joon-ho was going to win for Best Director, which I was right. I always predict the split. Because if it happens, I look like a genius.
I felt that Parasite was the best movie of the year, but never thought that it would take both categories, international and best picture.
Yeah.
Snowpiercer is one of my absolute favorites
of all
time.
Yeah, there's some real interesting stuff. I was not a huge fan of Parasite, but I think it's kind of interesting. It's the first international picture to win best picture.
Right.
First Korean to ever win best director.
Okay.
This is not from Universal or Warner Brothers or Disney. Kind of like when Moonlight won. It's a tiny little studio, and that shows that the little guy can do it.
Yeah. Well, Parasite has some pretty trenchant commentary on class divide.
Oh, sure. Oh, and it's steeped in Korean culture. It's sort of like Gangnam Style, and as much as that's a pop song, it has a lot to say about social structure in Korea, and Parasite does the same
thing. Its application to the current growing inequality in the U.S.
Mm.
And it's filled with characters. It's negative. Might be there's just too much going on.
One thing I did appreciate, no one's ever the bad guy completely, and no one's ever the good guy completely. There was no flub where they announced the wrong best picture. A Night of Firsts, it's the first time a woman won for best soundtrack for Joker.
Good. Leaving Greta Gerwig out of the director category was my only disappointment.
First of all, Little Women was not the best movie of the year, and nor was it the best directed movie of the year. She's going up against like Scorsese and Mendez. I mean, these people who've done this stuff for decades. And yeah, there's inequality in Hollywood, and there is a inherent sexism, but you can't suddenly snap your finger and get a 75-year-old female director with dozens of years' experience. And Oscar nominations already under her belt. Greta Gerwig has plenty of time.
Yeah. Oh, maybe last week or the week before, where the New York Times did a full spread on the choreography of Little Women. Places in there where Gerwig was actually thinking of a dance piece.
Sure.
When she has her characters moving in front of the camera. She is a very thoughtful, smart director.
I think there's a lot of growth between Lady Bird and Little Women. When people complain about snubs, I don't like that because that basically saying the people who did get nominated didn't deserve it.
Once upon a time in Hollywood, there are people who thought it was the best movie. The status of Quentin Tarantino, a transcendently gifted director whose Pulp Fiction alone would be in the great canon of all films.
I mean, he got nominations. There were nominations, and it even won for Brad Pitt, but I think part of the reason Brad Pitt won in everything is because Pesci and Pacino split. It came out in, what, July? It's a long time to keep that buzz going. Parasite came out early, but Parasite had a slow build anyway. It's hard to launch a movie in the summer and have it stay throughout award season and keep that buzz up.
Renee Zellweger winning for Judy.
I think she deserved it. It's not a great movie, but she's great in it. And I'm glad she won. I think that's great.
Laura Dern. It seemed to be her time. Now, Kevin, overall, I'm in Los Angeles at the time of the Oscars. I'm able to watch it for the first time because it's over before I go to bed.
Yeah,
now, when back east, I can't do that. I can't be up past midnight watching the ceremony. What are your thoughts on the ceremony?
The idea of having a 3-hour award ceremony is a dinosaur in itself.
It is.
Complaining because it got the lowest ratings of all time. That's because it's 3 hours. Throw out all the production numbers because, they're kind of cool and all.
Now, there's no way you can control Joaquin Phoenix.
Those are speeches.
Yes. There's no way you can, if you get rid of the production numbers and just concentrate on the awards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even streamline the awards. And not to take anything away from hair and makeup and costuming and visual effects, but those are not the big ones people are dying for. I'm all for speeches. You can say whatever you want to in a speech. If you win the award, you want to sell Amway, do it in your time.
With you. I think there's no place for politics, as in the case of Brad Pitt.
Sure.
And there's no place for veganism with Joaquin Phoenix. I mean,
it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Kevin Carr, it is the 2020 Oscar ceremony. What grade would you award it?
I'm going to give it a real safe B.
And I am too. And you know something? The good Lord willing, we'll be here complaining again next year.
Next year, same time. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to full shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.